and online all over. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's 11 a.m. The late Stevie Ray Vaughan here on KRVS, recorded back in 1985. That was his rendition of an instrumental called Chitlins Con Carne, a tune originally composed by jazz guitarist Kenny Burrell. Stevie Ray Vaughan brings us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for us this Friday here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time we invite you to stay tuned for more good music on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. Stevie Ray Vaughan was originally from Dallas, Texas, and settled in Austin, and that's where he met his fame. We're going to turn to someone else that was or a band, I should say, that started in Dallas. Anson Funderburg and the Rockets. Anson on guitar. Daryl Newlish was with the band for a few years, and then he left. He was a front man and blues harp player, and Anson Funderburg ended up recruiting Sam Myers for that position, the front man and vocalist, harp player. We're going to listen to Anson Funderburg with Sam Myers from 1991 doing a number for us called The Amateur.
My woman walked out the door, but she's gone. Yeah, yeah, she's gone. You know, I can't call her because she took away the telephone. She used up my charge card, she took all the money from the bank. I'm so worried, till I can't hardly think, but she's gone.
Seem to be having a little system failure here on that particular player. We were going to listen to Ryan Perry, and his debut disc as a group leader, basically, High Risk, Low Reward, came out last year. originally from Mississippi and was in a very, very young band. I don't know why this killed on us, but C'est la vie. We heard Anson Funderburg and the Rockets just before we tried to listen to Ryan Perry. Anson Funderburg with Sam Myers on vocals and blues harp, doing a number called The Amateur. Sam Myers had, back around 1960 or so, had recorded with Elmore James, both as a drummer and also as a blues harp player. And he ended up taking sick and ultimately passed away. And as he was ailing and left the band The Rockets with Anson Funderburg, his harp chair and vocal chair were taken over by John Nemeth, who was originally from Boise. He had relocated by this time to San Francisco and stayed with Funderburg for a couple of years. John's been out on his own for some time and has a very recent disc out called Stronger Than Strong. From that disc, here's John Nemeth here on KRVS with a number called Fountain of a Man.
Thank you. was the one always falling in love, but I never got that love back in return. You got to love me, baby, in return. Now what if I go out on the town? That don't mean I have to be running all around. 'Cause if I didn't love you, baby, I wouldn't have you in my life. Love me, love me, oh, love me. You got to love me, you got to love me, baby, in return. Lord, I no more fooling around. I ain't gonna let nobody, nobody put me down. 'Cause you gotta love me, baby, love me right. Love me, love me, oh, love me. You got to love me, you got to love me, baby, in return, in return, yeah.
Lavelle White with number four is called Love in Return. That was Steve James on guitar on that particular track. This is from a 2003 disc that came out on Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas. Into the Mystic is the name of the disc. And before hearing Lavelle White Mr. James there, we heard John Nemeth from his disc, very recent disc, Stronger Than Strong. Nemeth on guitar and vocals doing a number four. It's called Fountain of a Man. Interesting story about Lavelle White. At one point, she ended up being homeless, and Marcia Ball found out about this and organized a benefit for Lavelle White to get her a place. And they had a concert. The benefit took place on the 1st of October in 2012 at Antone's Blues Club in Austin. Featured a lot of fine Austin talent, a lot of great lady blues singers out of Austin. Case in point would be Emily Gimbel on this next track. She's on vocals and piano and guitars. Denny Freeman and Mike Shermer. Here they are doing a number written by Lavelle White. And again, this is from the tribute disc to Lavelle White. The disc is called Home is Where the Music Is, a celebration of Lavelle White. And here they are doing the Lavelle tune, Yes, I've Been Crying.
Yes, I've been crying. I've been hurt deep down. Yeah.
Tumble back down out into the street. We slowly say our long goodbyes, run madly into our silly lives, where we wander and ponder and ride about.
Peter Karp and Sue Foley from a disc called He Said, She Said. This one came out back in 2010. They did two of these discs. There was a follow-up to this one. The two of them had met at Canadian blues festivals and found themselves very compatible musically, and had a couple of discs out. Sue Foley, of course, back in the 90s was in Austin, Texas, and recorded for Antone's Records. And, of course, we heard some Austin players just before hearing Peter Karp and Sue Foley. We heard from a disc called Home is Where the Music Is, a celebration of Miss Lavelle White. We heard Emily Gimbel doing the Lavelle White tune, Yes, I've Been Crying. And again, this was at a concert at Antone's Blues Club in Austin that was a fundraiser for Lavelle White. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a lady that hailed from Gauz, Texas, and she was in the U.S. Navy for a while. That's where she started performing. She has done very, very well for herself. We're talking about Ruthie Foster. Her latest disc was recorded live at the Paramount Theater in Austin, Texas, on Congress Street, just south of the Capitol, and it's gotten a lot of airplay. We're going to, in fact, we played it a bit. We're going to go back, though, to 2011 and Ruthie Foster's disc, Let It Burn. Here's Ruthie Foster along with the Blind Boys of Alabama.
When my mind didn't know how to get there, trusted my heart and I swear my soul can't welcome me home. When my mind didn't know how to get there, trusted my heart and I swear my soul can't welcome me. My mind didn't know how to get there. Trust in my heart, I swear my soul came to welcome me home. When my mind didn't know how to get there, trust in my heart, and I swear my soul came to welcome me home.
Keep trying to get there. I've been trying to get there. I keep trying.
Boys of Alabama here on KRVS, along with on this track, Michael Jerome on drums, David Lindley on electric guitar, and Clarence Fountain, George Scott, Jimmy Carter, and Joey Williams. This from the disc Spirit of the Century that came out in the year 2001. One of the Blind Boys of Alabama, one of a number of Grammys they've had over the years. This one, of course, is an old traditional spiritual, African-American spiritual that was predates the Civil War, and there's some great renditions of this out, this, of course, being a fine rendition. Paul Robeson recorded it a few times. Odetta also did a recording of it. Before we heard the Blind Boys of Alabama from Spirit of the Century, we heard them backing up Ruthie Foster from her disc Let It Burn that came out back in 2011. Ruthie Foster doing a number called Welcome Home. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And unfortunately, as the pandemic continues, we don't have much to announce in the way of live music, but hopefully that will change this year. We're going to turn to Eric Bibb and his disc Troubadour Live. Eric Bibb, his godfather was Paul Robeson. Here is a Bibb with a number for us called Thanks for the Joy.
If I'd known what I know today, 10 years ago, wonder where I'd be on my journey now. Well, I'm here and this evening, and I know what I'm here to do, and give thanks for the joy of living my life with you. Woke up this morning feeling mighty bad. When I searched my heart, I
found a reason why. Instead of thinking about where I am, I was thinking about where I've been. Forgot to give thanks for the joy of living my life with you. So
I'm here to tell you
when my heart's so heavy about to break in two. One thing every time brings back my smile. I
start to count
my blessings. That's all I need to do. Give thanks for the joy of living my life with you. Some days I get weary, tired of keeping on. Then I look around and I see my work's not done. And I know I'm here this evening. I know what I'm here to do. Give thanks for the joy of living my life with you. Every day I give thanks for the joy of living my life with you. In every way I give thanks for the joy of living my life.
Miss Annie Lou, can I talk to you? Miss Annie Lou, please, ma'am, just a word or two. Now I want you to tell me what are we gonna do? Well, I pass by your house 3 or 4 times a day. Yes, I walk by your house, darling, 3 or 4 times a day. Well, I know you see me walking, but you won't even look my way. Ooh, yeah. Santa Lou. Tell me, what are we gonna do? Well, I want you to tell me. Tell me, what are we gonna do?
Jimmy Burns, recorded in Chicago back in 1996. Jimmy, like so many Chicago blues men, originally from Mississippi, he ended up in Chicago back in 1955. This is from a disc called Leaving Here Walking. Before we heard Jimmy Burns, we heard Eric Bibb from a disc called Troubadour Live, and that one came out back in 2011. Eric Bibb doing a number for us called Thanks for the Joy. Next here on KRVS, we're going to venture back to 1967, go back to Chicago, and listen to John Lee Hooker.
Got to try, baby. Little girl, try before I go. You just got to try, baby. Little girl, try before I go. It ain't nothing you can say. Make me stay another day. My love, I was all so green. I give you my loving, I was all so green. But now I notice, go, baby, I just got to quit the scene. I shouldn't go. Why you crying and worrying, baby? Give me one reason that I shouldn't go. But if it make any kind of sense to me, baby, I come stepping right back through that door again. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will, babe.
People say to me, Patty, doom, 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 you don't sing the blues, doom, 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 doom. I tell them they're wrong, doom, 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 'cause I sing the blues each time I wear these shoes. Ooh. No, say, I love to wear some high-heel shoes. Dun 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 d dun, 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 dun. I know that I really should not wear them, but I love me some high heel shoes. Don't 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 don't. He said I was walking down the street. Said I was minding my own business. Said then these shoes called out from the window. They said, "Hey girl, Patty, come here." Say you need to wear us. You need to wear these high heels. You need to wear these high heel shoes. They'll go with everything in your closet. Doom, 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 doom. You really need them. You know I really should not do it, but I love to wear those high heel shoes. Dun 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 dun. I walk into the store hidden today. The man came up to me, so diddly-day. I told him to bring me all the high heel shoes my eyes could see, especially the ones in the window. Say the ones that called out to me. Doom bum dum dum. I'll try them on first. Dum 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 dum. Say hey, I know I should not do it though, but I love to wear some high heel shoes. Dum 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 dum. That's when I should have got up and went home, but he bought me out those shoes, say, and I put them on my feet, say, and the minute I stood up, I knew that this was no place for my poor, poor feet to be. Dum 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 dum. Oh, 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 no. Dun, 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 dun. The wrong place for feet. Dun, 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 dun. I knew that I shouldn't do it. Dun, 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 dun. But I really had to do it, 'cause I love me some high heel shoes. Oh, and that's when all my trouble began. Dun, 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 dun. Say, I told the man they did not fit, but he said, "Lady, don't you worry too much. Say, I'll take them to the back room and I'll put them on the stretcher. They will feel real good in a minute." I knew he was lying. Hey, hey, I knew he was lying, but I still believed it. Say, why did I? 'Cause I wanted those shoes. Hey, 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 hey. I know that I really should not do it, but I love to wear those high heel shoes. I knew I should not do it to my feet, and I bought them anyway, and that is why I'm singing. I'm singing the high heel blues. The high heel blues.
Patty Cathcart Andrus, from a disc called Dreams. She shared the billing with her husband of the time. I don't know if they're still married. Tuck and Patty was the name of the act. And they recorded this. They released it on Windham Hill Records back in 1991. That's the only real blues tune on this disc. But hey, it's a good one. We heard John Lee Hooker just before hearing Tuck and Patty. John Lee with a nice little combo. Again, recorded in Chicago back in 1967. Doing a number called Cry Before I Go. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Teenie Tucker and a disc that Teenie had out back in 2003. She's had some since then. This one is called First Class Woman. She is the daughter of Tommy Tucker, real name Tommy Higginbotham, who back in 1964 had a top 40 hit with the Jimmy Reed style classic high heel sneakers. Great, great tune. Definitely very, very much blues and very, very much take off on Jimmy Reed. Here is Teenie Tucker here on KRVS with a number called Message of the Blues. Teenie Tucker from the disc First Class Woman. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. As we say so often, thank you very much for the support, those of you who are members. And if you're not a member, we hope you'll consider becoming one. You can pledge your financial support to public radio here in Acadiana at any time. It's very easy. Just go to our website, krvs.org, and hit the donate button and pledge the amount that you feel you can or you should, or, well, we just hope you do it. And we would definitely thank you for it. We do need the funds. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, we have the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. After Roger, we have 2 hours of news from NPR on All Things Considered. Then at 6 o'clock, the program Selected Shorts. At 7 p.m., Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter, followed by Funkify Your Life, hosted by Dan Phillips. And then at 10 p.m., The Fringe with James Van Way. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 12:06 with some Buddy Guy, so keep that dial on 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're going to turn to the late Little Walter to take us on up to news time. We heard him the first hour of the program this morning, actually the second track. Here he is, recorded back in 1953 with the Myers Brothers. The band was basically the Aces. Junior Wells had been the vocalist and the harp player. He left, and Little Walter joined him. Here's Little Walter with a number called Don't Need No Horse.